It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Look who's here, everybody. Ron Placone. It's Hello. Our stem cell comedian friend.
I like that.
Hello, you know, my little hiking buddy. That.
Good to see you, Steph.
Yeah. I know we already talked about everything on the hike, but we'll have to just reenact our
Absolutely, right? It's the first time, folks. First
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everybody processing this differently, but I am pissed and I will remain pissed for however long it takes.
I share that sentiment.
Yes.
I share that sentiment of anger and disenfranchisement and just straight up confusion. I thought that this was the outsider, and so far he's Rince Priebus,
right.
Chris Christie,
Drain in the Swamp.
Newt
That's
Gingrich.
What he's doing.
These guys are outsiders, all right, if we were all at a rock concert. But as far as establishment goes, nope, they're insiders.
Right. Is what you're saying that Donald Trump is a giant con man who may have duped half of America, Ron? Is that what you're implying?
I think so. I mean, I think he tricked a lot of working class people in a lot of swing states. And they kind of saw Hillary as the establishment. And they were like, well, you know, let's try something different. But that's not going to work out.
Right.
It's like drinking Kool-Aid for 30 years and being like, you know what, Kool-Aid's not working out. It's not going for me. Let's try this battery acid. I know.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Let's go there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is the first thing that he duped them on. You're absolutely right. He's like, really? Oh, that's so anti-establishment, Newt Gingrich. these outsiders, right?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Paul Ryan is planning on getting rid of, privatizing Medicare. I mean, they're going to do the same crap the same Republican establishment is in charge. I mean, it's just, anyway, confounding. By the way, I'm Jim, as you know, pardon me. I didn't know whether to go with Russian music or conspiracy music. You know me, I'm not a conspiratorial person, but I'm down with everything this election cycle. Go tell the elector, go to change.org, what is it called?
Change.org?
Yes, to sign the thing to get the electors to
well, you know
vote
what?
For
Donald,
Hillary.
Donald okay. Trump said that he supports going to the popular
Yes, he
vote.
Said he the Electoral said College is a disaster for our democracy.
So I was like, is there any
Listen
way that they
can
rush that through and get it passed before December? Can Obama do so?
Yes. Listen to your orange overlord, Trumpkins. Tell your electors to vote for Hillary. All right, a friend's theory. Russians have heavily influenced this election for the past 6 months and have successfully hacked into the election systems of more than half the states in the country. Major public polls and the Clinton campaign's internal polls were historically off the mark, and the campaign's case don't match the voter file records, which is unheard of at this level. Trump Manafort set up the rigged election narrative months ago, preparing for exactly this scenario. This is straight out of Manafort's playbook and Putin's, too. Accuse the other side of doing what you're doing so you cannot be accused of doing it. Something seems very off and needs to be closely examined. I just like the Russian music. Okay. Tommy in Columbus says, Steph, Democratic Underground got hacked and shut down on election day, just like your sexy liberal movie had technical problems. Uh-huh. Satellite issues, apparently, in some areas. Huh. We all need to get in touch with the Justice Department and demand they look at the election. Donald Trump's It's Rigged might very well be true. We're in some very dark days. A mentally unstable man who is an admitted sexual predator who kept copies of Hitler's book by his bed and is in debt to Putin and Russia for hundreds of millions of dollars is set to be POTUS. P.S. If I hide my penis between my legs, can we make out for a little while? All right. Listen, that last part. Let's focus, people. Let's focus on getting America back.
He wanted to ask an honest question.
Okay. No, I'm not. We don't have time for that now. Okay, one more. Is this the last? Oh, if ever we needed the now a warning. So Donald Trump would, because now that she's asking, first of all, he hadn't heard about any Jim incidents of what? Racial animosity? What right. now? Wait, what's happening? I hadn't heard. Oh my God,
do you want to say anything to those people?
I would say don't do it. That's terrible. Because I'm going to bring this country together.
Oh, really?
They're harassing Latinos, Muslims.
I am so saddened to hear that. And I say stop it. If it helps. I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Stop what?
I'm sorry, now a warning? Oh, I see.
Now
Stop
a warning?
Talking about the awful things that he's doing?
No, he's they're talking about all the incidents of violence and racial animosity and stuff. So now, oh, I see. Now a warning?
I like
you've been
he
whipping.
Has.
You were elected by whipping up all this racial resentment. Right. Oh, I see. Oh, now we should.
I like how he had to stay in the hypothetical. He couldn't even be sincere about that. He'd be like, if it helps,
I would
say. Like, you can't even just say, like, that's terrible. Don't do that.
I don't even know what to say, right? It's just news to him. Really, I hadn't heard any of that.
Yeah, yeah. Who would imagine a guy in an ivory tower like that would be clueless to what's going on in society?
I mean, ivory, it's gold. Solid gold.
It's the best gold.
It's gold leaf, Ron. Mark in San Francisco. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Steph. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, you pointed out earlier that there's, you know, fingers to be pointed in all directions, but if taking a step back, try to look at some of the people who saw this coming months ago, and the key one, of course, is Michael Moore. And when we look at the DNC, they talk about putting people in charge of the DNC. Keith Ellison is great.
He is great. We're hoping, by the way, to get him on tomorrow. He's been on the show. I said that last week, actually, Mark, is that I think he's a great idea. I think we need fresh blood, and I love him. I mean, he's been on the show many times. I've hung out at Blue State Ball with him. I love his energy. I love his passion, and I think that's a great idea.
But there's another argument they made that we need a full timer, and this really came up a lot in this election. And somebody, I know he's an outsider, but somebody like Michael Moore, who understood months ago what was going on, and as part of a team, maybe working with Keith Ellison, but get some of these outsiders, Michael Moore, who's sort of the ideological heir apparent to Bernie, get them on the inside and get them working for us.
Yeah.
And the last ones, I know you can't advocate for this, but you know, it's time for Oprah and Soros and Buffett and those folks to put their money where their mouth is. They need to build a progressive communication structure. And I'm not saying just a news network. Facebook had as much to do with spreading disinformation.
Yeah, let's grab Joanne Reed and Rachel and Lawrence and let's go.
But they've got to get something out there that provides an alternative that is actually fact-checking and telling the truth. Otherwise...
Mark, I agree. I was like this morning, I turned on Morning Joe for a second. I can't watch it. I'm like, you enabled this. You buddy-buddied with him. I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, and by doing that, we start at the bottom where the Republicans did 30 years ago. Start in the school boards, state houses, governorship, and work from the ground up, you know, build the infrastructure back, because that vote stealing could not, or vote suppression could not have happened had Democrats been in office in Ohio and North Carolina and Florida and Wisconsin.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry. Oh, I don't know. Okay. I agree with him, don't you? I was saying that, I mean, look, Howard Dean was great when he was chairman of the DNC, and I agree. We got to go back to a 50-state strategy, but I think we need new blood.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. I think Michael Moore is good where he's at as a content creator and a contrarian. I wouldn't go there. But, the DNC really needs some young blood. They need some fresh ideas, and they need to go back to being for the working people.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a thing that Bernie Sanders came out in his New York Times column. And
you know, look, I think it was funny. Michael even talked about that nobody would book him because he's like they had, except for a couple MSNBC shows. And we've been trying to get him forever because, you know, I was saying all along too, like, don't get happy. Don't stay terrified. And I think that's all he was trying to say. And I think some people mistook it. He was full throatedly for Hillary. He just was saying this could happen, you know, and I think that. So anyway, I agree with a lot of the stuff that he's been, you know, talking about next steps and all that.
Yeah, well, and the media really, like, let us down, but people have been saying that since the primaries. I mean, Harvard was releasing studies saying that, like, the media's election coverage was just, like, worse than it ever had been. So, you know, I think the caller's right as well, that we really need a strong progressive media Tour de France.
And,
I don't know.
You know, obviously everybody has opinions now. And, you know, obviously I agree with Bill Maher on a lot of stuff, but not everything. And I agree with most stuff Michael Moore says, not necessarily everything, but I think that... you know, it was interesting. Bill Maher talked about the political correctness, and I think as comedians, we agree with that. I mean, I do think we've often said, right, Jim, that this show is too liberal for conservatives and too politically incorrect for liberals. So theoretically, it's a show that appeals to absolutely nobody, and yet, which is hard to do. And yet, we've been on the air for a long time. So I do get that about, you know, the overly political correctness. But the other thing is, you know, he brings up Islam again, Bill Maher, and I wish someone would ask Bill Maher, then why is ISIS celebrating Donald Trump's win if liberals aren't, you know, addressing Islam correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
well, maybe ISIS is celebrating because they're just honored because Donald Trump knows so much about them.
I mean, right.
He knows more about them than all the generals
took,
and everybody
took the time
else.
To learn.
All the generals.
So they're just
believe
flattered.
Believe me. I know more than the generals. Believe me. Believe my hands.
Kathleen.
Believe my fingers.
Kathleen in Ventura. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you. This is my first time calling.
Yay.
I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
You got me through going to school at night and working full time and listening to your podcast on the way driving back from school late at night. So I got my master's degree 2 years ago. You guys just saved me so much.
I'm going to take credit for all of it.
Oh,
all right.
Absolutely, absolutely. And listen, can I be the official Tupperware lady and unemployed school counselor of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Absolutely. I could use some.
Oh, great. Give me your address. I'll be there.
Sure. Okay.
But, but I went to the Sexy Liberal Show. I met you. I was the one. It was my 60th birthday. I had a balcony seat waiting in line before the show. I was chatting with a woman, and she said, oh, honey, it's your birthday. Come sit with me in the orchestra section. My son didn't come.
Aw.
So I was right behind Gloria Allred. It was thrilling. I got to meet you. I got to meet Yanira.
Wow.
I got to meet Jim. I couldn't get near John and Frangela and everybody else.
We are going
to,
you know what, because we feel like we've been sabotaged on a few theaters, we're going to release it. We'll let you know. You can experience it again. We're going to do pay-per-view, DVD, something. So stay tuned.
Okay. Fantastic, fantastic. Because I know people I've campaigned for Hillary, and I knew phone bankers that couldn't go to the movie Monday night because they were desperately getting more phone calls in.
I know.
We're just been crushed.
I know. We got a lot of those calls as well. So don't worry. We're going to get it out. We're going to get it out.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
And just one really quick shout out to Nancy who gave me the ticket. And I want to encourage all the people who are protesting to keep up the fervor and get involved in other activities.
Yes. Come to the Million Woman March with us in Washington, January 21st.
Yes, and get involved locally, nationally, with, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, we're giving some of our sexy liberal cause for the D.C. show is going to be Planned Parenthood. So, yeah, get involved.
Oh, fantastic.
Listen,
and if you're going to make a donation to Planned Parenthood, don't forget to do it in Mike Pence's name. Do not forget.
Yes.
Do it in Mike Pence's name.
Yes. And send the selfie of your cooch.